it's not so bad. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we're here today to thank you. I am here with Dee Dee Fonlecker with Mana Food Bank. And we had a fabulous Fill the Mayflower event on Friday. So I asked Dee Dee if she'd be willing to come in today. I know she's busy with the holiday. But to come in and tell us how we did Friday and what we can do to help folks out as we go through this holiday season. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Meg?
Good. And I want to thank you as executive director of the Mana Food Bank because you do such a phenomenal job. You had everything so organized and corralled a lot of volunteers on Friday. I said, oh, she is managing some chaos.
I tell you, I am so blessed that we have just a great team of people at Mana. You know,
it's
a staff of only 8 people, but they do a fantastic job of, you know, really recruiting volunteers and then getting them ready to serve and then, you know, managing them. It was a great day. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah. I was only there for about an hour and a half or so, but it was packed all day. Lines of cars coming in with food, and you had different organizations volunteering throughout the day. And people don't realize, I'm wondering, can you give me a sense of how much food y'all process with a staff of 8 throughout the year?
Yeah. So last year, for example, we gave away a total of about 666,000 pounds of food
that we gave away.
Now, what came into the warehouse was a little around 700,000 pounds of food.
That's incredible. Yeah. So when you think about that, you have 8 people processing that.
And actually really only 2 because there's 2 in the warehouse.
So
the rest of the team is doing things like, you know, asking people to do food drives.
Sure.
And asking people
administrative.
Asking people to give. And so, but Fill the Mayflower 2025 was just great. You know, Mick, every time that we say, that Mana says we need, then the community, before I finish the sentence, it seems, the community is already getting ready to, you know, to provide. And that is certainly what we have seen. This is such an incredibly generous community. And I'm talking about Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Right.
And so for Fill the Mayflower 2025, we actually raised nearly 50,000 healthy meals.
Wow. In one day.
In one day.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It was.
And also got to be sure to mention our sister station, Cat Country 98.7 and Brent Lane and all the gang there did just a tremendous job of promoting it,
being there
all day. And of course, WEAR with Sue Strawn and Kathy Dunnigan and the team over there. I mean, a lot of people were involved in making this happen, but 50,000
healthy meals.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? And you know, this event was actually started many, many years ago by Jay and Jim Bradshaw. They brought it to Mana. Yeah,
that's
and
right.
So, they own Coastal Moving and Storage.
I remember Jay.
Year. Yeah, and so we really appreciate their support. And it's been really cool because Jay and Jen have 2 children, Grace and Joshua, who have. I've seen kind of grow up since we've had for the Mayflower. They're now both at college, and it's really hard to believe. We got pictures of them as little ones, you know, helping out on the Mayflower. But this is just so important, you know, that we have food coming in, not just around the holidays, but also every day. And that's the one thing that we always like to remind folks. You know, if you think about it, we're eating all year round.
Mm-hmm.
And so
every day
for Mana, we are providing food all year round to different folks that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And more, when I talk about folks in need, I'm really talking about your neighbors and mine. And I'm talking about people who look like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is there are folks from all different zip codes from across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties that need help. And they need help for a lot of different reasons, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're a working family and they are living paycheck to paycheck, which is the case for many, many families, especially in Escambia County.
I saw a report just this week on one of the news shows that 40% of Americans right now are living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, which is really scary.
I was shocked when I saw that number.
And, you know, I remember living paycheck to paycheck when I was younger, probably in my 20s and my early 30s. And I remember kind of, you know, doing some finagling to figure out how in the world I was going to pay rent because I had overspent that month or whatever. But there are folks that are in our community that have to do that every month. And they're making some difficult choices.
Right.
For our seniors, as you well know, because of your association with Council on Aging, mm-hmm. a great organization, we have so many senior citizens who every month have to decide, am I going to eat or am I going to buy my medication?
Right.
You know, and some of the coping mechanisms is what we call it, really strategies that they might employ in order to make the medicine and the food happen is, okay, so they're supposed to take blood pressure medicine twice a day. Mm-hmm. Maybe they only take it once a day, right? Or maybe mm-hmm. they only take it once a day every other day.
Trying to make it go longer.
Right, exactly. Oh, and so then that, of course, can lead to, you know, a lot of health issues. For families that are, as we said, working, they can have one thing happen that if they're living paycheck to paycheck, that one thing throws everything out of whack. And
sure.
so maybe it's, you know, it can be anything from a vehicle breaking down mm-hmm. and needing to get it repaired, mm-hmm. Any unexpected expense.
Any medical expense exactly. that might come up for the kids, especially when you have kids.
Exactly.
So I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding and probably, I guess, I don't even know what the right word is, but misconceptions
yes.
is a good word about the people that are actually recipients of the food that you provide, because it's, as you said, it's people from all walks of life, and it doesn't take very long to find yourself in a situation where you might be in need.
Right. And, you know, Meg, what we see at MANA is, especially over these past few months, I'd say, especially with SNAP mm-hmm. And the November SNAP benefits that have been delayed, and we are still hearing from some folks that they haven't gotten their November SNAP benefits or they've been cut. And so what we're seeing at MANA through our pantry service is every time we do pantry service right now, we've got anywhere between 30 to 50% of the people that are coming in needing help have never needed help from us before.
Mm. And I would suspect that some people, it's very hard for them, because I think that there probably is some shame involved when saying, you know what, I don't have enough money for food, because it's not a person under the bridge. I mean, these are people, working people that have come into unfortunate situations in their life.
Right. And you've got grandmothers who are raising grandchildren,
right?
Grandfathers. You've got, you know, you've got all sorts of situations.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have to remember, because I think, you know, as humans, we try to make sense of what we see, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think there's a lot of different reasons why we do that. But primarily, to me, I try to problem solve so I don't get myself in that problem,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's how I think.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do that, oftentimes what we do then is we have a stereotype in our mind of, mm-hmm. you know, who needs help.
Right.
And we may say to ourselves, I'd never get myself in that situation. But I've seen it happen too many times where, mm-hmm. you know, someone who is working and doing the best they can, and something happens.
Yeah.
You know?
That you're not expecting.
Exactly. And so that's why MANA is there. We provide food in the form of groceries to people in need. Last year, we helped 71,005 people, and 61% of them were children.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's just to me, almost a devastating statistic in a way. But thank God you're doing what you're doing.
Well, we're very fortunate to be able to do it because we're a local organization,
mm-hmm.
no government funding, you know, no national affiliation. So we are homegrown and home operated.
All right. Talking with Dee Dee Flaunlocker with MANA Food Bank. If you have a question for Dee Dee, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and we are here this morning with Dee Dee Flaunlocker with the MANA Food Bank, talking about the success and the generosity of our friends in Pensacola who gave us enough for how many?
50,000 healthy meals.
Wow.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Pensacola. Yeah. You came through again.
It is a win for our community.
No
That's
question.
A wonderful way to put that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations, no. Pensacola. And the surrounding communities. So.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more. You were talking about some of the, because there's a lot of stereotypes, and we have words that we use for people who think, and the worst one is a freeloader that's getting these benefits.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case. And you were telling me during the break, I didn't realize.
Yeah. So what we saw, so when the government was shut down, of course, there were a lot of furloughed employees, furloughed folks at NAS Pensacola, Quarry Station, also at Whiting.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we did was work with some other organizations to do a distribution at Quarry Station, and then following that at Whiting. By the way, we gave out about 400 bags at
wow.
each distribution. And the timing happened to be, so with Corey, we did that closer to the end of October, I think. And then Whiting was more, you know, into that first week in November. What we saw, Meg, which really surprised us, which shouldn't have, and it surprises everyone I talk to about this, is at Whiting, because SNAP benefits at that time, the November SNAP benefits, mm-hmm. had been withheld, we saw a number of active duty military that were coming in and asking for food and receiving food from, mm-hmm. us. And the reason was because they're on SNAP.
See, and that so, just, I can't believe that our active military is on SNAP.
Yep. So, wow, you know, just... and when we think about that, I know we should never have anyone who had to fight for our country or is defending our country.
Right.
You know, but we saw that with, again, a number of active duty military, mm-hmm. and we just don't think about that.
Correct. There's so many situations that we don't know about.
There really are. And that's, gosh, I'm so glad you said that, because truly, you know, can't judge a book by its cover, mm-mm. thing that we always hear that phrase. And it is so very true, because you just don't know what someone's going through.
Right.
We had a lady come in the other day for service, and she was going through her purse trying to find some documentation that we needed. And it was taking her a little while, and she was nervous and she was embarrassed. So, yeah. You know, you mentioned that before the break. People are kind of ashamed to come in.
Sure.
And, you know, they're embarrassed. And she stopped and she said, "I'm doing the best I can." And our volunteer said, "You take all the time you need. Oh. We're in no hurry. It's okay. And if you want to step back," because she was registering, she said, mm-hmm. "if you want to step back and take a minute, that's okay too. But don't worry. We're in no hurry."
Oh.
And so, you know, part of our job when we have folks who come in to receive food is, one, we should not be judgmental. And then two, and we really work on that. We're really, I think, pretty good at that. The second thing, too, is that when someone comes in, we want them to know there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. You know, there's no worries about any of that. Mm-hmm. You just come on in if you need help. And we set up appointments through our main pantry. And you're greeted by volunteers who care about you and who care about the situation that you're in. And we're there to help. You know, and that's what's so important.
Well, you don't have to be alone.
You don't have to be alone. And we had year before last, we had a gentleman who came in, and he'd never been to Manna before. He sat down, and he just started crying.
Oh.
And he was retired from the military.
Oh, my goodness.
And he was so ashamed that, mm-hmm. he needed help. And it just so happened that the person who helped him, that interviewed him, was a military person.
A veteran.
A veteran.
Oh, boy.
And then the person who gave him food was a veteran. And they both had an opportunity to talk with him and say, "Hey, it's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's all right. This is why we're here. This is, mm-hmm. why we do this." And so that's so, so important. Manna is, you know, we can't be all things to all people, and we don't want to be, because it's just not, you know, not our mission. But what we do want to be sure that we're doing is providing the healthiest food possible to people in need. We want to be sure that we are reaching out into the community, mm-hmm. Through a lot of different partners right now. Meg, we have 18 programs,
wow.
with about 25 partners.
Council on Aging being one of them.
Yes, we're so excited to work with, yeah, mm-hmm. so many different groups that are, you know, helping feed the hungry in the community. We know that hunger is not a root cause. Hunger is not, you know, hunger is a result of something else that has happened, which is the root cause. So maybe it is underemployment or unemployment. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is living paycheck to paycheck and an unexpected expense. Maybe it is you're a senior and you're on a limited income, you know.
And it's not going as far as it used to.
No, food is going up. Mm-hmm. Prices are incredible, how, mm-hmm. expensive food is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's nothing that our seniors can do about that. It's not like they can go out and make money. And so we really try to focus on children and seniors, making, mm-hmm. sure that the best that we can do for them.
Well, I think it's startling that 60% of the food you gave away last year was for children.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really something. So if someone's listening this morning, maybe going through a tough time, how do they start? How do they get in touch with you? And how do you sign up to get some help?
Absolutely. So the best thing to do, and we always say this, is call 211. They are a referral agency. So if you're having challenges with food, then you're probably having challenges with other things like paying your rent or utilities. And so when you talk to somebody at 211, they're going to help you think through some of that and give you information about some of the other organizations out there that can help with utilities and rent. For Mana, you can call our office at 850-432-2053. We'll be taking appointments on Monday morning for Monday afternoon service. And Meg, one of the things that we've done to react to and to be proactive about so many people needing help since so many things have happened is about two and a half months ago for pantry service, we were doing 15 appointments, which meant 15 families, and they can get a maximum of 4 bags per family. Now we are doing 60 appointments.
A day?
60 appointments per pantry service.
Per
so we went from 15 to 60 appointments.
Wow.
So that's 60 families.
My goodness.
we can go up to a maximum of 5 bags per family.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Dee Dee with Mana Food Bank, and we'll tell you how you can help or if you need help, what you need to do. And this is Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm here with Dee Dee Flaunlecker with Mana Food Bank. Real quick, we've got a couple minutes left, Dee Dee. What are your hours? When are y'all open this week because of the holiday?
Right. So we are open today until 4 o'clock. And then tomorrow we're actually going to shut down early. So we'll probably be getting out of there by 10 o'clock or so, hopefully. Everybody's a little tired. It's been kind of a crazy.
A whirlwind,
It
imagine.
Has been a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the things I just want to say, Meg, is, you know, we certainly hope that folks will consider continuing to make a donation to Mana, whether it's a food donation or a financial gift, because $5 will actually provide food for a whole day for someone in need.
That's amazing.
3 meals. But what's really important right now and year-round is if you have a pantry, a favorite pantry that you already work with, and if it's not Mana, that's okay. As long as it's a, you know, an organization, we encourage you to find a nonprofit organization that's established and been around for a while. But it's really important to give food year-round, and we have a lot of folks who are struggling right now. So please consider making a gift of food or finances or your time to Mana, certainly. But if not us, then please think about it to another organization.
I know there's a lot of churches that have ministries, food ministries, but there are a lot of people that are food. What is the word you use?
Food insecure.
Food insecure. Yeah, that's so, just something.
So they don't have, you know, access to enough food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually 1 in 4 children in Escambia County.
Wow. Just startling numbers.
It is.
And if someone is listening this morning, going through a difficult time, how do they, what do you do? How do you?
Absolutely. So the very best thing to do, again, is call 211, because they're going to be able to connect you with a variety of resources in the community. You can call us at 850-432-2053. We'll be doing appointments again on Monday morning for Monday afternoon service.
And one of the things that real quick here that I learned, I had a tour of the food bank last year, and I did not know that you could actually turn in cans that have expirations that have expired.
Yes.
Because I would go through my pantry a couple times a year and I'd throw all this stuff out. But you don't. Talk about that real quick.
Absolutely. So
in case anybody's cleaning out their cupboards for the holiday.
So it's really important to know that those best buy dates and unless it's perishable items. But those are, for non-perishable items, mainly marketing, for marketing purposes.
Yeah.
And so don't throw out your expired food. If it's only a year past for cans, please donate to us.
All right.
We encourage everyone, and happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dee Dee. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. And again, you dial 211 if you need help, and there's still time to donate.